This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better.
This is episode number 23. Hey gang, Allison here. Duh, it's my podcast you're listening to. So it's Sunday afternoon when I'm recording this. And I love Sunday afternoons. I have this not necessarily planned, but pretty much usually followed through ritual of Sunday afternoons being this beautiful combination of cleaning my office, lighting incense. Actually, today it's not incense, y'all. Y'all, I got to get out my Texas twang. Y'all, it's the diffuser and the... I got it out. The Now Essential Oils Mental Focus, this focusing blend. And I'm kind of new to essential oils, but I love it. It's so fun. So I just love creating this ambiance and this atmosphere in my office. Actually, this afternoon, at first I wasn't working in my office. I needed a bigger space. And so I was working on my kitchen counter. I'm in fall planning mode. So the last episode was about the business plan, and I'm about to be teaching the class on the business plan in my Business Soulful Success membership group, and I'm working on my own business plan. And there's a couple of really key things that I have thought about or that have come to mind as I have made this huge transition. So if you're a new listener, you might not know that I recently, it'll be 4 months next week, have moved my life and my business from Denton, Texas, back to the Austin, Texas area. And actually, we live outside of Austin, Texas in a small town called Liberty Hill. We don't even live in the town. We live in this new suburb that used to be in a cornfield, you guys. And one of the reasons we did that, my goodness, you'll have to go back and listen. There's not just one reason. There's so many reasons. But part of it is this call to doing things a different way. Part of this is this call to, you know, honestly, you guys, I really want to spend more money on my future. I want to start. My future self is asking me to not spend so much money now and save some for the future. And so we did a major lifestyle change, simplified, downsized. And we also don't live in this giant, huge house that is amazing and adorable and had a glorious pool and character and all the things you dream about. But the difference between wanting and having is two different things. And so my husband and I have officially decided we prefer to live in new construction where most things work. Okay, so back to, I don't even know the topic. I'm just kind of warming up and feeling into the conversation today. But I want to share with you some of these other bits of wisdom that have come through, because there are certainly times in this dramatic change. This is a year of reinvention for me. I've been coaching for 12 years. I've been self-employed for going on 15 years. And I have been passionately working since I was 15 years old. I actually really enjoy work. And one of the things that I have to do is not identify with my work. That's a whole nother podcast. I actually made a plan today to do a podcast on some things I learned from Wayne Dyer. Okay, I realize I'm all over the place, but y'all can totally handle it. Okay, so here's what I've realized. The first thing that I've realized is that this new phase of my business and some of the new things that I'm doing are so new, they're like a baby. And so I wrote a Facebook post this week about the trees. And the trees in my old house and in my old yard, my house was 75 years old. It was the second house on that property. And the trees were these glorious ancient oaks that you couldn't help but lean into and hug and ask them for the wisdom and the energy of the ages. And here in my new house, we have two little baby trees planted in the front yard that came with the house, and the backyard was basically this land with some sod slapped on top of it with not very much dirt. And so it is the beginning of a blank canvas of a yard for me. And I've done this before in another house, and it's so fun to take something from a blank slate, new construction backyard, and over the years create something beautiful. And so last weekend, we planted our first two trees, and we planted pretty baby trees. I mean, these things are only 5 feet tall. We have named them Popo and Lupe, and Popo and Lupe is an inside joke, affectionate term between my husband and I, named off of a hair salon that was in Denton, Texas, that no longer exists. And we always said we were going to name two dogs Popo and Lupe, but we've named our trees. So we have a live oak, and then we have a bur oak, and there are little baby trees. And as we were planting the baby trees, I realized that there were some things I was doing in my business that was forcing this version of my business to be old and established, right? And so since I've been doing this for a long time, I'm used to being in achievement phase or mastery phase. I'm not used to tearing everything down and starting over, and that's what I've done. And so early in January of 2017, my divine business manager in spirit told me that my word for this year would be new beginnings. And then in February, my then famous website crashed, and my old web guy that had been with me for like years was AWOL and no longer did that. It was all custom done with my graphics, and I had a lot of pride and ego in it, and some things were no longer functioning because they were so old and so grandfathered they didn't work with the new technology. And so that kind of started the, well, crap, I've got to create a new website. How do I do that? Going into branding, thinking about what I do, who I do it with, and then also the internal switch from why am I not drawn to do the same things that I've always done, they've done very well for me, etc. And so what I realized with these two trees was that, oh my goodness, I've been forcing the fall 2017 incarnation of my business to be like the fall 2016, 15, 14, 13, 12, etc. And so those two new little trees gave me permission to treat the Soulful Success School, because that's the primary thing that I'm focusing on. Like literally, I have two things I'm focusing on, that membership site and my annual live event. And I'm used to focusing on like retreats and clients and classes and doing so much, but things are changing. And the reason things are changing for me is because I'm looking for something more sustainable. So that's part of it. I'll link to that post in the podcast notes. And the visual of the trees for me was really powerful because, God, wouldn't we all love to have a glorious, glorious, established, beautiful shade oak tree in our yards that's hundreds of years old, that's hug-worthy, that provides shade, that is strong against the winds. And yet, here I am in this new construction, this new home, this new life, this new way of being, living, new way of spending, and this new landscape, and these two new little tiny trees in my backyard. And so I feel like my business is in a new little tiny phase. And when I expect it to be in a place of mastery, I get disappointed. But when I notice and treat it just like I treat those two little trees in my backyard, you know, I've got to go out more often than usual and water them. And I'm really watching the leaves to make sure that I'm taking care of them well. And they may require some additional support because we have a breeze that blows through the backyard. And that my business is again like that. I'm back to this beginner phase. And then the other thing that I realized, this was huge. So my friend Hank Avink and I, Hank also came from Keller Williams. He was a Bold coach. Bold was a program there that was a part of the coaching element of the business with Keller Williams that I was part of MAPS coaching. And he left a couple of years ago and has created this whole 36 to life program for realtors. and for coaches, he does this thing, So You Want to Be a Coach. And I just adore Hank, and I'm so jealous of the office he has in his home. Anyways, Hank shared this post, and somewhere in the post came this phrase. I loved it. And it said, "Know that you are only 5 years away from the exact life you desire. Be willing to think consistent versus big. If you're consistent, your biggest challenge will be destructive abundance." So bookmark this for later, because Hank and I, the 2nd of November, have a live stream planned to talk about what destructive abundance is. But what I want to talk today about is being willing to think consistent versus big. In the coaching industry, we are so taught think big, dream big in life and inspiration. I mean, that is so much sexier than consistency. And I'll tell you, I'm somebody who has resisted consistency. If you've been following this podcast, God knows what day I'll publish it, and I'm working on that. So this is what's interesting. Here I am, 15 years into self-employment, been working since I was 15 years old. I'm 45 now. And I've realized what got me here won't get me where I intend to go. I have really strong muscles and skills, and they've served me well. And as I have restructured my business and my coaching practice, I hear my inner self nudging me towards the call of consistency. And trust me, my friends, I totally wig out when I think about that. Like, my ego goes, "Hell no, you can't be constrained. You go by inspiration, blah, 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 blah." And my resistance absolutely comes out. I have always been consistently inconsistent. I have been prolific, and I have always avoided this, I guess the word is regimented. There's something about discipline and regiment that I don't vibe with. But I'm feeling into and want to encourage you to begin to think about what could your personal and soulful cadence of consistency look like. I like the word cadence because it feels more like rhythm. It feels more feminine. It feels more like the steps to a dance. And that's what I want it to feel like in my business. I want it to feel more like the steps to a dance than I want it to feel like getting up and doing fucking boot camp or something. Okay, if boot camp is your thing, that's great, but it's not mine. Okay. So think consistent versus big. And I can see how my lack of consistency has held me back from where I want to go in my business. I can see some of the thinking behind my inconsistencies. I'm starting to see this. And so I'm committing to strengthening my consistency muscles. They're rather puny right now. They kind of remind me of the little chicken flaps under my arms, that of all the places when I go and lift weights and when I do my fascia blaster that feel really strong and growing, and my arm strength just feels really puny. And this is how my consistency muscles feel. And the old me, especially the really young, like high school me, if I was puny at something, I didn't try it. And I'm changing my mindset and my approach, that if there's something that's important to me and I'm puny at it, I'm willing to be a beginner. So I'm willing to feel out, to experiment, and to even fail, and ultimately succeed in growing my consistency muscles. Now, here's what I've done before, and one of the reasons I'm changing. So in the past, with my youth, with my vigor, with my excruciating need for approval and achievement, I could deal with inconsistency, because if I slacked off, or I don't even call it chill out, that's not the right word, but if I resisted it, I knew that even if I'm going to use a sports analogy here, you guys, even if I got behind in the game, I could get up to bat and hit a grand slam walk-off homer, or I could hit the buzzer three-point shot in basketball. Basketball is technically more my sport, although I did play softball too. So the problem is I'm really not doing myself any service by putting the pressure on myself to hit the walk-off homer. For those of you that don't know, a walk-off homer is like the bases are loaded and it's the... Wait, you don't have to... Come tell us what the walk-off homer is. It's a home run, my husband says, that ends the game instantly. A grand slam walk-off. What's that? A grand slam is when the bases are loaded, right? Yes. Like if you were down and yes. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, a walk-off can be a grand slam. He doesn't say it has to be. I love this. He's in the other room telling me and we're on the podcast. Okay, so I'm talking about grand slam. The bases are loaded and the person at bat hits the home run. You need all four of those to win the game. That's what I'm talking about, this mental construct that we can come from so far behind, right, and to win the game. And so in the past, that was actually challenging. That was sexy. That was exciting. In real estate, I'd get really low, and then I'd close a bunch of houses in 1 month. And it was kind of this loosey-goosey way of doing business, and it's always worked. Even my husband, who's helping me with the concept of Grand Slam Homer, has been like, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. And I could go from really low to really high, and I've been doing that for years. But here's what happens as, and it's so interesting. I was talking to a girl at a network meeting this weekend, and I was explaining to her about, you know, this thing that I see happening, especially in online entrepreneurs with women. And many of the younger women go out there and they have the same vitality and they have the same mojo and the same moxie that I had. And then all of a sudden, it's a combination of things. I don't know the exact diagnosis, but all the swirl happens and all of a sudden they hit burnout. They hit rock bottom. Their body can't sustain another, quote, launch. They're exasperating themselves because our hormone, the conditions, the cortisol going on can't handle it all. And so I was talking to her about this and she was looking at me like I was crazy. And I was like, trust me, it happens. And then sure enough, two or three girls got up and they're like in their early 30s and they're talking about how, oh my God, I did this. And then I hit burnout. And I said, see, this is a problem that we have. And part of it is because some of these economic models, especially in the online world, really do thrive around, I mean, you guys, I could open up a women's circle for $12,000 and make half the year's income, right? And so, but the effort that it took to do that, I don't know, I don't want to get into the logistics, all that, but what I'm saying is that when I wasn't consistent, I had to hit a bases loaded walk-off grand slam home run to, quote, win the game. And one of the things I do remember, so I'm switching sports here back to basketball because basketball is actually what I played. And one of the things my coach, Coach Rochester, in high school always taught us, you know, we love to scrimmage and we love to play and we love to shoot 3-point shots, but she would make us spend, you know, almost 80% of, if not more, of a 3-hour practice, she would make us work on the basics, the fundamentals, the free throws and the layups. And free throws and layups aren't sexy, but she would always say that free throws and layups win the game. And to this day, if I'm watching NBA and somebody misses a dadgum layup, especially uncontested, and believe me, it still happens, it drives me nuts. And that's the thing, the world glorifies the sexy 3-point shot. The world glorifies, it makes it more fun. It's good for advertising. It's good for the, what's the little, like the replay video. But what it's not good for is sustainability. It's a very risk heavy way to run a business. And so if I could go back and change anything I would learn to glorify and be turned on by the sexiness. I would decide in my mind that my consistency was actually really success, really sexy. I would decide, as my friend Hank said, I can't remember the exact quote, but he talked about like, be sure that what you do, you're okay being really bored with, right? And part of my challenge is that I like everything to be fun. That's just my personality profile. I'm an Enneagram 7 and a DISC high I. And so I just want things to be fun. And what if I had established early on in my career, and now here I am, not early on in my career, willing to build the muscle of finding ways to be consistent, even though it doesn't feel fun. So I've decided to tell myself that consistency is fun. I'm committed to strengthening those muscles. I'm committed to shifting my natural rhythms and implementing a schedule and system around my natural cycles. So like this Sunday afternoon thing, right, where I'm here recording and talking to you, that's not something I planned. I don't have it in my calendar to come and have what I call office time. This is my little sacred office time. But if I can take something that seems to be already working and decide that not only in my office time am I going to clean up and do a little journaling and writing, but maybe I'll record not one, but two or three podcasts, right? I'm committing to work with my natural rhythms and implementing schedule and systems around the natural rhythms that I already notice. So I am not waking up and saying that I have to do XYZ every day. I mean, that just totally makes my vagina dry up. But I am committed to working with what I have and expanding it. In the past, I made up that consistent means daily or weekly, and that came with the energy of obligation. So somehow, somewhere, I connected consistency with obligation. And I'm going to change that. And I want to encourage you, if you've been like that too, to change it. So what I've realized in this new way of working is that with the Soulful Success membership, I've actually created a way of working with clients that if I do three things, I've created one way of working with clients that if I do three things regularly, I take exquisite care of my clients, I serve them well, and I consistently create new members for that program, then I actually will, that's my fundamentals. So I'm not saying that every once in a while, I'm not going to pull up to the 3-point line and just nail a lefty shot at the 3-point line. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to win the game by doing my consistency, right? And so I've always been a sprinter. I've always been the 3-point gal. And what I intend to do, knowing that my biggest obstacle is getting bored, is to actually fill the extra time. So here's what's interesting. By being consistent, I actually give myself more time in my calendar. And so instead of stretching out my work week to fill up every freaking hour because I'm inconsistent, if I create just a handful, not tons, a handful of rituals around my business, just like I do my spiritual practices, my creative practices, my self-care practices. Hello, those things, you know, added one at a time, they haven't been overwhelming. And so now it's time to add these consistency practices around my business, changing the way I work. And then of course, anytime I want to, I can absolutely throw a 3-point shot. I can put a retreat up. I can do a live event. I can create some things on a whim, but then the whim becomes the cherry on top. It becomes the 3-point shot. It becomes a fun bonus extra. And I am absolutely loving and nurturing the fundamentals of my business. And so I'm curious, what about you? What practice in your business, if you implemented it and were consistent with it, would dramatically change your life or work for the better?
What is the practice that possibly you've been resisting? Maybe you've even been cussing it a little bit like I have. What if you implemented it and were consistent? What could that do for your business in a year? What could that do for your business in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years? And so today I'm committed to consistency over playing big. Bigger is not better. Better is better. Like if I brush my teeth real big one time a week, is that better than doing it lousy 7 days a week? There's so many analogies that we could play with in this. Anyways, that's my thought for the week. Soulful Success School is my new program for people just like you who love personal growth, spiritual growth, business growth, life growth. Basically, growth and learning is one of your core values. And you want community and connection. You want interaction with your coach. And massive side benefit, you no longer have to blow your money wad coaching with me. So I used to charge thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for working with me in both one-on-one and group situations. And now you can be a member and get live coaching and classes almost every single week in the Soulful Success School for Life and Biz for minimum of $111, maximum $188. So if you want to check out that program, I totally recommend that you hop on over to www.coachwithallison.com is the easiest way to get there. Coachwithallison, ALLISON.com, and check out the program. If you have any questions, send me an email, send me a message. It's a membership program, so it's on a month-to-month basis. There are 4 live calls a month, 3 coaching calls and a class, and then there are 2 business calls a month. We have community. And the other thing is I like to hang out and be and talk and work with my clients. All kinds of bonuses. I don't even want to go into that now, but I would love for you to come check out the program. The best part about it is you can check it out low risk, right? So at any time you can cancel your membership, but here's what's funny. You're going to totally want to stay. So I would love for you to come and check out that program. Thanks for listening today. And I totally would love to hear from you. Go to the website. Let me know on this podcast episode what little practice, if you implemented and were consistent with, would dramatically change your work or life for the better.
This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.